Yes, the reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, found on page 1161 of the Church Bible. It's about the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 18. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Amen.
Well, a warmest greetings and congratulations for Ashes Drive 90th Church Anniversary. Thank you, Dr. Amuta, for inviting my wife and I to celebrate this auspicious occasion with you. And I also, on behalf of the BMS, thank the Church for your many years of partnership in the Gospel of Christ. It's a wonderful precursor to the scripture reading of what our pastor acknowledging so many of you who are part of this church that makes this to be a family of God, a body of Christ that bears witness in our Jerusalem, which is in a wider Ilford, in our Judea and Samaria, in the greater London, where God brought the nations to our doorstep, but also your partnership with many organizations, with Open Doors, with Christian Aid, with BMS. We are all part of your hands and feet to be witnesses for Christ, not only in our Jerusalem, but not only in our Judea and Samaria, but also to the ends of the earth. So today, as we look at the Apostle Paul, we are asking him, what is it about the Apostle Paul that you are so motivated for global mission? And when I use the word global mission today, it is not only to the ends of the earth, but also here, because God has brought many nations in this church, and through the many nationalities, we are one in Christ. We are the microcosm of that ministry and the message of reconciliation that is not just for us to enjoy. 90 years of the church anniversary, what is God's vision for Ashes Drive Church as you come together and say, God, give us a personal message? As we appreciated many of you who have served behind the scene faithfully over the years, but give us, every one of us, a message. Whether we are a visitor or we have been a member of the church for various reasons, we want to see that all of us will go back and pick a motivation from the Apostle Paul. So our sister have read for us 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 onwards. But I want to give two motivations before verse 18. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, Paul says, why am I motivated for mission? It is because that I see that one day, all of us, thank you, brother, will appear at the judgment seat of Christ, in verse 10. For the things that we may receive, what is due to us, for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men. If we are to interview Paul and say, why are you so motivated to serve the Lord? Paul says that one day, all of us will have to give an account of our earthly life, things that we have done on earth, for good or bad, at that judgment seat of Christ. There are at least two or three things we need to pay attention. Firstly, Paul says each one of us. There's a sense of individuality of judgment. Now, as Christians, we believe that when you put your faith in Christ, your salvation is secured through the finished work of Christ. You are safe not because you have been doing a lot of church activities. You are safe solely by grace. So what is this judgment that Paul speaks about? It is not a judgment of your or my salvation, but it is a judgment of the ministry of reconciliation, or the message of reconciliation, the global mission that needs to go to all nations. So Paul one day will ask Ashes Drive Baptist Church, you have served for 90 years. What is your accountability as a church to be motivated to see that all humanity, all ethnicity, all religious group will come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? For the talents, for the money, for the time, for the history that we have received this gospel. It is not just for us to enjoy, but for this wider community. I am sure I had the privilege of sitting beside our sister. Is it, what's her name? Janice, yeah, who says that she have been in this church since she was 3 years old. And she's been walking down through these streets. Her children have come back and forth. And we have seen today the face of the community of Ilford have radically changed. In those years, I didn't want to embarrass her by asking, how old are you? But you can all guess, you know, within this number of years, this Ilford community, yes, the greater London, the face of its community have changed. You are representatives of the changing face of United Kingdom, of Ilford community. Now, the BMS, as some of you know, was called to be the Baptist Missionary Society. How many of you know, we do a little bit of quiz, when was the Baptist Missionary started? Roughly how many years ago? Even if you have to guess. Anybody? Just give a shout, no punishment for wrong answers. 150 years? Somebody say 50? No, longer than that. Yes, it started in 1792. So, excellent. So, very good. You know, 228 years. And where William Carey, an Englishman, was called to bring the gospel to India, in Calcutta. So all these years until today, we are a testimony of the English Christianity from Britain, of course, Welsh, and then Scotland and Ireland, the Baptist family. Because Baptists are individual churches. But through the BMS, we are able to share together, pooling of our prayers, our resources, and thousands of young people who have gone not only to India, to China, to Bangladesh, today to Nepal. We work today in North Korea. There was a brother, Tim, is it, who prayed for North Korea. In Afghanistan, where in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to Afghanistan. So BMS today, in this testimony of British Baptists who have gone for many years to Jamaica, to Congo, the former Zaire. Today, we continue to work in many African countries, in Mozambique. So we continue in this sense that one day, as a Baptist family, we all will give an account. So there's not only an individuality of judgment, each one of us, not my father, not my mother, not the church, but each one of us are committed to this gospel, but also we all. In fact, Paul says, even me, as the apostle, we all will one day need to give an account. Of course, this universality of judgment reminds us that it's not just for us, but our friends. Some of us come from Hindu background. Some of us, our parents were Christians in this country, but today our children may no longer share the faith. Some of us may come from the Caribbean, and we think of the mission, both what God is doing in our former land, but also here. One day we all will give an account to God. There is a Greek word here that, in the sense that we are, for things done in the body, whether good or bad, in a sense that we all will appear. And that word appear is a court language. So Paul says, why am I motivated for Christ? He has this vision that one day we all will appear. Things that were done in secret, whether they are good or bad, will be made public. And again, it's a lovely acknowledgement that behind the church, even for us as visitors, so many things that's happening in the church. And for some of us who are not as involved in the church, you just even this morning realize on this 90th birthday, there are many people who are serving behind the scenes, maybe not often been made known, and it's lovely that it's acknowledged this morning. But the things that we do for the sins of commission or omission, for things that we do not do, Paul says, one day we will all appear at the judgment seat of Christ. So not only there is a sense of accountability, that as Christians we are saved by grace, and yet how we spend our money, how we use our talents, how we sacrifice the time, whether in the community, with young people, with youth, in things that are seen and unseen, we all serve the Lord. Paul says that not only I see God as my heavenly judge, but also I see Christ as my loving Savior. So this is the second motivation. For Christ's love, in verse 14, compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. BMS today have over 300 mission workers. 50% of the gifts of the Baptist churches are earmarked for what we call the least evangelized region. And we look at those countries today that has less than 3 to 4% Christians. And you think about, what are those countries today that has one less than 3 or 4% Christians? Again, a little friendly quiz. Any countries that you will think about? India has about maybe 2% Christians. Tremendous church growth in South India. But in North India, what we call within the Hindu heartland, you can go by 1,000 miles. Not a single church. BMS today work with grassroots church planting movement. Maybe not all of you are aware, through the Big Life partner. In the last 15 years, we have seen 20,000 Hindu background believers. Now, they all don't come to typical traditional Baptist churches in India. They are all in the villages where there's no church. Every day, their baptism, and every day the church is growing in India. But out of 1.3 billion people, you know, that is just maybe 2%. Evangelical Christians, probably even less. So there's a tremendous need, even India, despite the church growth. And we say that 50% of the money that Baptist churches gift to BMS, your offering, whatever amount you give, that will be earmarked to Hindu world and Muslim world. So out of Lebanon and all over Syria, we are discipling people who are going out back throughout the Middle East. Now, in the BMS and many Protestant mission, we have over 200 years of Protestant missionary work. It's been said, of course, Catholics have done longer missionary work. Protestant, the earliest Protestant missionary society is BMS. You know, we have a long history. We have a history of Baptists who understood the love of Christ. And this love of Christ is not for us to enjoy. It's been said that the church is the only community who exists for the benefit of its non-members. Think about that. Maybe this is a word for you as we reflect on 2 Corinthians. As you plan the future of SH Drive vision, it's a lovely vision statement of the ABC, you know, accepting, developing, belonging in Christ. But it is so that others, through all these activities, will experience what Paul says, the love of Christ. And let's remind ourselves, there are many Muslims around here, you know, who would never know the love of Christ in their country, in the Middle East. But they are here, around. Every day you are meeting Muslim friends in your schools, in your neighborhood. In fact, it is illegal to share the gospel in many Muslim countries. I grew up in Malaysia as a young boy in secondary school. 2,000 students, 1,900 are Muslims in Malaysia. I grew up in North Malaysia. I've never met a Christian in my life until I was 17 years old. And today, all over Muslim countries, it is very hard for people to be open to the gospel. But when they are here, they are open. You know, there's no legal restriction. In Malaysia, or in Middle East, as well in Pakistan, in Bangladesh, where BMS is having work among Muslim countries, if you're caught in giving a tract, you can be in prison. If you're converted, you can be in prison. I have a close friend who the police caught him, made him disappear. It's been over 2 years now. We still do not know where he is because of his work among Muslims. So you may think Malaysia is a modern, moderate Muslim country. All over Muslim countries, it has been difficult. So mission today, when we say Paul is motivated for global mission, it is not just for BMS, for you to give us money, send missionaries. It is for every Baptist, every member to be a missionary. And you are a missionary on your doorstep. But you have relationship, you have friends, you are in touch with Hindus, Buddhists, and Muslims. So this love of Christ is so important. And of course, love within the church as well. My wife and I used to work with a mission called the OMF, Overseas Missionary Fellowship, and we received this report of an elderly Chinese gentleman in China. And he became a Christian, but he couldn't speak and he couldn't hear. Now, how can a person without visible sight, without the speech faculty, could share the love of Christ? It's a true story. He positioned himself by that shallow river stream because villagers every morning is going to school or going to work. And as he see anyone who's about to cross that shallow river stream, this elderly man will rush to them and say, So he will piggy ride the villagers across that shallow river stream. And some kind villagers will want to give him some coins, and he will say, After about 3 to 5 years, this elderly Chinese man who couldn't speak, who couldn't hear, brought more people to Christ than the pastor of that village church. Paul says it's so important that it is the love of Christ that propels the early Baptist missionary with this deep compassion for those who do not know God. And may I commend to many of you, as I can say, see those of you who have stood up many times involved in so many things, whether behind the scene or you may not even stand up, there are times that you will lose heart, isn't it? And maybe after a time we lose our motivation. And the Apostle Paul says, look at Christ, God as our judge, but also Christ as our loving Savior. In Revelation, it talks about rekindling our first love. Maybe some of us, although we may be serving the Lord, we may have lost that first love. We are doing religious duty. More important than that, Paul says, rekindle our first love. Last but not least, what is Paul's motivation? Not only God, who is his judge, not only Christ, who is his loving Savior. Paul commends to us the greatness of the gospel from verses 18 onwards, which our sister have read for us. That there are three things we want to note about the gospel. One, it is the great story of divine initiative. Paul said all this began with God, who began that gospel story. So the early British Baptists understood that we received the gospel not because we are better than all these other heathen nations. It is because of solely God's grace. BMS worked for many years throughout the Caribbean, and I think a number of years, maybe 20 or 30 years back, about 20 years, we say, now it is not just from Britain sending out the gospel, but from these so-called Christianized countries, that from Jamaica, God is also sending out missionaries. So we redirect our resources into other countries where we say they are less than 3% Christians. So there is this sense that this story, the gospel, it is a great story of God's divine initiative. Maybe your family, you could trace back. Who was the first believer in your family? Some of you could trace back a long time. As others like me and Pastor Amuta, we are the first generation within all our family. But it is a story of divine initiative. It is solely of God's grace to us. Secondly, it is a great story of divine acquittal, where God, in verse 19, Paul says, did not count our sins against us. Remember that court language. Paul is saying, when it appeared at the judgment seat, the judgment fell on us, but God acquit us. He did not count the trespasses against us. Last but not least, the gospel is not only a wonderful, great story of divine initiative, divine acquittal, but also divine substitution, where God made Christ, who's sinless, to become sin, so that we who are sinful will become the righteousness of God, in verse 21. So you have this picture of a divine exchange, and you can see your family, you can see your name, and yet we place it today in the 21st century in the context of Jesus' mission for Ashes Drive Baptist Church. Let us unite together in this context of ministry of reconciliation. It is not always easy, I'm sure, because in this one church, you have probably over 20 nationalities. Even among British and Scottish, we couldn't get along. Now you put all the world ethnicity into this one body. And there are times we rub one another in the wrong way. And it is difficult. And yet it is a wonderful testimony The real message of the gospel is when we see Scottish, Welsh, Cornish, Irish, English, but not only of this Caucasian community, but Africans, Asian, Latin Americans, anybody who come into this church, we are one in Christ. And that is the wonderful story of the gospel of reconciliation. If you go back to verses 18, 19, and 20, 21, Paul said, God gave us the ministry of reconciliation. In verse 19, he committed to each one of us this message of reconciliation. In verse 20, we are the ambassadors for Christ. So, brothers and sisters, may I congratulate you for the celebration of 90 years. Let's look forward to the next 90 years. That means those who have been faithfully serving, the Lord is encouraging you to renew your motivation, do not lose heart. Others who have been members of the church, you too can be encouraged, because every aspect needs talent, needs time. As a smaller church, we cannot reach out to the community without this demonstration of true reconciliation as well as working together. Praise God for this great story of divine initiative, divine acquittal, and a divine substitution. Let us pray. Father, we do thank you for the Apostle Paul. Lord, do not harden our hearts, that each one of us one day will meet you as our heavenly judge. But you have also gently wooed us, encouraged us, melt our hearts for the love of Christ that must bring us together. Forgive us, sometimes we hurt one another, unite us again through the love of Christ. But most of all, Lord, you have given us this message and a ministry of reconciliation, so that our neighbors in this community, from the Hindu world, from the Muslim world, from the Buddhist world, will one day too experience the gospel and the message of reconciliation. Be with the church leaders, give them wisdom and unity. Be with all of us, that we will celebrate 90th anniversary of Ashes Drive with a renewal of our first love, with a renewal of our commitment and motivation, like the Apostle Paul. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.